Perplexity came to her from the beast. What is this dark? What is this light? We do not understand. Your father and the boy, Calvin, have asked this too. They say that it is night now on our planet, and that they cannot see. They have told us that our atmosphere is what they call opaque, so that the stars are not visible. And then they were surprised that we know stars, that we know their music and the movements of their dance far better than beings like you, who spend hours studying them through what you call telescopes. We do not understand what this means, to see. Well, it's what things look like, Meg said helplessly. We do not know what things look like, as you say, the beast said. We know what things are like. It must be a very limiting thing, this seeing. Oh, no, Meg cried. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. What a very strange world yours must be, the beast said, that such a peculiar-seeming thing should be of such importance. Try to tell me, what is this thing called light that you are able to do so little without? Well, we can't see without it, Meg said, realizing that she was completely unable to explain vision and light and dark. How can you explain sight on a world where no one has ever seen and where there is no need of eyes? Well, on this planet, she fumbled, you have a sun, don't you? A most wonderful sun, from which comes our warmth and the rays which give us our flowers, our food, our music, and all the things which make life and growth. Well, Meg said, when we are turned toward the sun, our Earth, our planet, I mean toward our sun, we receive its light. And when we're turned away from it, it is night. And if we want to see, we have to use artificial lights. Artificial lights, the beast sighed. How very complicated life on your planet must be. Later on, you must try to explain some more to me. All right, Meg promised. And yet she knew that to try to explain anything that could be seen with the eyes would be impossible, because the beast in some way saw, knew, understood far more completely than she, or her parents, or Calvin, or even Charles Wallace. Charles Wallace, she cried. What are they doing about Charles Wallace? We don't know what it's doing to him or making him do. Please, oh, please help us. Yes, yes, little one, of course we will help you. A meeting is in session right now to study what is best to do. We have never before been able to talk to anyone who has managed to escape from a dark planet. So although your father is blaming himself for everything that has happened, we feel that he must be quite an extraordinary person to get out of Kamazot with you at all. But the little boy, and I understand that he is a very special, a very important little boy. Ah, my child, you must accept that this will not be easy. To go back through the black thing, back to Kamazot's. I don't know. I don't know.
But father left him, Meg said. He's got to bring him back. He can't just abandon Charles Wallace.